people that have a hard time really explaining the richness of what they do. People who's probably in your industry too, you say, I help with time, I help with productivity, and people immediately think, oh, I know what you do. Oh, I know what you must be doing. It's deeper than that.
Today's show is sponsored by WinTheHourWinTheDay.com, where we help you, the entrepreneur, stop working so hard. Check us out, WinTheHourWinTheDay.com. Hey entrepreneurs, are you going full speed just trying to keep up? For years, I was always rushing to get to the next thing. There was always something that I needed to learn before the thing I actually needed to learn. So the big question is, how do you stop the craziness? How do you get to your next win? Well, this podcast will give you the answer. Get quicker, faster results, no fluff, and get to your next win now. Hey, check out our Scale Your Business scorecard. It is all kinds of fun. It'll take 2 minutes, it's completely free, and you receive customized results instantly that you can take action on. It helps you with your blind spots and really, again, actionable steps on how to move your business immediately. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Win the Hour, Win the Day, and I am your host. And today in the house, we have Melissa Seaman, and Melissa is going to talk to us about a quiz for your biz. Now, hold on. If you're like me and you think, oh my gosh, I can't even fill out a quiz, why would anybody want to fill out mine? I get you. And that is why Melissa is here. So let's dive into it, Melissa. Quizzes. First of all, welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thanks, Chris. Hi.
I always get so excited with the guests. I'm like, okay, let's talk about that. And then sometimes I'm like, hey, maybe you'd like to let people know you're in the room. Okay. So I love the idea, and I see it coming up more and more about having quizzes for your business. But then I look at it from the other side when I'm asked to give a quiz, and there's lots of times there's big incentives with bigger change, like grocery store or whatever, could win $1,000 at Staples or something.
Right.
And I don't tend to do them. Now, I don't know if it's because it's on a receipt and then I have to go to the computer and there's too many steps, or sometimes they're just done really poorly. Like I thought I would do one. I forget what it was. And I did I went to say yes to the quiz and it'd be like question one of 55 questions.
Yeah.
You have got to be kidding me. I wouldn't answer 55 questions for my mother. Like I'd say, Mom, I got to go. I got to go, Mom. So yes. I know there's a lot of them done poorly out there. Yes. So in this fatigued world where it's very hard to make people take action online, why do we want to use quizzes and what do we do to make people participate?
Okay, awesome. And I'm so glad you shared that story. It's ideal because what people don't realize is there's four different kinds of quizzes. Three of them you never want to use right off the bat with someone.
Okay.
So the one that you do want to use right off the bat with brand new leads is called a personality quiz. It's okay. Also sometimes called an archetype quiz. It needs to be really engaging for your audience, but the name of the quiz is something like, what type of blank are you? Or which of the following five types is you? And when you are taking a fun little quiz like that, it's less than 10 questions. Very important.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It takes less than 2 minutes.
Okay.
And it's fun. It's something that you look at and go, oh, this one's already speaking to me.
Okay. Hold on. I got to jump in. You said so much. So this is how we get everybody online or Facebook. I don't know if this still goes, but I've heard them like, oh, I had to take the quiz 3 times to become Captain Picard on Star Trek, or there's a friends quiz. I wanted to be Chandler, whatever. So from the brief conversation that you and I had, we do have a quiz thing with scorecard, whatever. And so we had this one quiz giving you feedback on the whole idea of scaling your business, being more efficient with time, saving time, and some things in the quiz that people would not have understood, that they're very telling times. Oh my gosh, slow down. They're very telling to me, like, are you eating at your desk? Little things that you think, oh, you're going to ask me these very complicated questions.
Right.
No, it's like, oh no, I know what some red flags are for how efficient your day is. Okay. That's one. And then we do get people taking them. But I was so much more inspired after I spoke to you. And I was so excited based on a 30-second conversation. I made a second quiz. And of course, I'm sure the quiz part is done wrong, but I was pretty excited about the outcome.
Right?
Because we made it into an animal. So I wrote these great blurbs of, if you're all over the place and crazy, you're like a squirrel jumping from tree to tree.
Yes.
And, but I gave the strengths of the squirrel, say, well, squirrels are smart. Yes. Squirrels are this, squirrels are that. But here are some areas of squirrels struggle with. Boom. And then I made another animal, a horse. Oh, you do really good. You get your stride. You can really get into a trot, but you need your blinders on. If they take the blinders off, you've got problems. So I can see I was even more excited in writing the outcomes. So that's got to make it more interesting.
Yes, that is, you've nailed that. So that's an archetype quiz.
Okay.
You're using animals as archetypes for your different types of clients that are moving towards you. There's all different kind of people, right? Who say, oh, I want to use my time better. And now you've got a squirrel type and a horse type. That's an archetype quiz. The quiz designed before is a sword. It's one where you're judging people, which is fine. Right. They want to be judged.
Right.
It's also the same one that they're giving you, like oftentimes at the grocery store or whatever. They want you to answer 55 questions because they're trying to do this in-depth market research. And you just feel like you're back in school. Like how long is this midterm going to last so that I can get $10 off my next grocery bill? So score.
And why am I doing the work for your company?
Why am I doing this? Yeah. I don't even know you. I don't care about you. But the difference is, love, when you do like an archetype quiz, like your animal quiz, now it's, oh, I'm a horse type. Yeah. I need my I need my blinders. Oh my God. She nailed me. Now you say, okay, if you're curious about how you're doing, I've got this scored quiz where you can self-rate yourself, and that will help us know whether we should talk or whether I have a thing for you, blah blah blah. So the scored quiz is the second date.
Oh my gosh, pull the car over, write this down if you're listening. Okay, that is, I wouldn't have put that together in a million years.
The scored quiz is the second date.
Okay.
And so many people make that mistake, and that's why I have clients all the time who come to me and they're like, oh no, I tried to create a quiz. I'm like, oh really? What was it scoring them on? I already know that that's what it is. Or they make an archetype quiz that has nothing to do with their actual business. What's cool is you have so much experience with the people you're working with. You're like, oh, I know, it's the squirrel types. It's the horse types.
And may I jump in because I was proud of myself?
Yes.
The third animal is the eagle, where you can soar high and you have a great eye for detail. And so that's a person that doesn't need our help. So I was really excited. Now,
before
I get too big on myself, I was really excited about the outcome. I don't know what the questions are or what I'm doing with the actual quiz. So I have an outcome and I have no way for you to get there. So that's why you're here. So don't make like, I'm not the expert. I just thought, oh, this is fun. What do I do next?
And yet I think when we learn how to identify archetypes in our business, not only does it help us build a quiz, but it helps us really understand our different types of clients. And honestly, I would hope that you would also have a couple of archetypes that are people that really shouldn't be working with you, people that you don't choose to work with.
Well, I think the ego would be somebody, they don't need my help.
Maybe they don't, or maybe they're so high in the sky that they're missing the details. Or so just feel into it, because it's wonderful when, and I love that you just did that naturally, when you have a couple of archetypes that you're like, yeah, this type of person, we don't usually get along, or unless blah, blah, blah. So you know what you're pre-qualifying them for. And I think it's wonderful that you came up with three archetypes. I really recommend that people with a quiz like that have no more than seven archetypes at the very most. Even seven makes it hard, because now if we're going to go ahead and write that quiz for your animals. And by the way, there's two other types of quizzes. I'll tell you more about them later in relationship to this. But let's say we're going to write your animal quiz and you've got these three archetypes. Great. Now you'll have maybe 7 to 10 questions tops, and each question will be a multiple choice question. So you'll ask, and they can be things that you wouldn't think are relevant, but as you said, you know these types of people. So you might say, even as a kid, you were A. Now that's going to be your squirrel answer. Easily distracted in class, the one that they had to call back to. The kid who was arranging the other kids on the playground for games.
Okay, hold on. This is so good. I keep interrupting you because I'm excited. I was doing yes, no questions. And I guess maybe that came from the scoring one that you said it should now be second. So those could be yes, no. And then for the, what do you call this one? The personality one?
Yeah, personality quiz, archetype quiz.
okay, the archetype of personality quiz, it's going to be more fun if I get them envisioning themselves as a child. Yes, I organize my crayons and color coded, blah, blah, blah. So now right. I'm validating who they are.
Yes.
She's in my head. And I'm also making it fun. Yes, that was That's me. Correct. So I did that. So they're huge. I was doing yes, no questions.
So you
and I did warn my teams. I'm so sorry. We'll let her talk. We'll bring her back and she can talk. But I did warn my team. I said to them, oh my gosh. I said, I met Melissa. We're going to do the second quiz. It's so exciting. I said, I've only spoken to her 30 seconds. Here's my idea. I'm sure I come back when I interview her and I'll have more. So I got all excited from our first chat, but I did know we have to implement a lot more. Okay. So there'll be multiple choice questions.
So there's multiple choice questions and each of the answers correlates to one of your archetypes. And as you're writing your questions, you want to keep in mind also, what can you be seeding? I went to Stanford University. When I was there, I studied actually how to make surveys as part of the sociology department. And there's a lot of psychological stuff that can go into how you write your questions. And part of that is for business, how can you already be seeding where we're going? So maybe you'd have a question that's, when it comes to feeling rushed, you, letter A, letter B, letter C. So that they start recognizing, oh yeah, I do feel rushed. Or when it comes to feeling productive at the end of every day with how you spent your time, that's too long. One of the things that you want to know about writing these is you want to keep them very concise, and you never want to have a compound sentence. A compound sentence, for those of you who have forgotten from English class back in high school and college, is when you have really two sentences. And it's very common when you take quizzes that you'll find one answer that will say, you were distracted by things in the classroom and you were the kid throwing spitballs at the teacher. And it's maybe I'm one of those, but not both of those. And when you send people into a mental spin as they're taking your quiz, they're likely to just jump because they feel it as a frustration.
And can I tell you, once many years ago, I was applying for a job and they made you do this quiz, like in the hiring process. And one of the questions was, I would steal A, only if desperate, B, if no one was looking. And I forget what C was, but there was no answer to not steal. I had no option. I was stealing.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck is this?
And there it is. And you're hung up on something like that. And that is so key. You don't, sometimes when you're writing a quiz, you don't see those things that could potentially be really like offending your quiz taker or boring your quiz taker or irritating your quiz taker. And so the biggest key to one of these initial lead gen quizzes, and I do say lead gen because most of my clients, when I help them build a quiz like this, they sextuple their list like right away. It's super fast for building your list because they really can go viral when they're fun like that. When they're fun and short, not only do you take the quiz, but then you pass it along to your friends. I have people who use my quiz on their clients, coaching clients, because it tells them so much about them that now the quiz just goes, and with $100 a month of ad spend, I can get thousands of quiz takers a month. And that's,
do you think there's a hook and a title is everything, but as much weight into the questions goes into the title, which business animal are you?
More.
That's too vague.
That's correct. So the key is, especially if you are going to be doing ad spend, for example, you only want to be spending money unless you're just going for a straight list surge, which even then it's so boring to have such a giant list that's completely irrelevant to your business. To me, is really, we did that. We're not doing that anymore.
But I was thinking of adding these on into, like, for us, whatever scorecard, we would add it onto a post or take our blah, blah, blah quiz or in our blog.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And so what you want is a title and a byline that really attracts your people.
Okay.
Your people who are interested in what you're selling. And that can be a little bit strategic too, right? That can take us a minute. When I guide people through this, we usually come up with a draft sort of name and draft names of their archetypes. And then we write the quiz and then we come back around and name it. Like we do with other things like products, programs, we kind of name it after we're like, oh, that's what the name of the thing is. After you write the promises. So in this, but for your case, it's what would we name it? The productive animal quiz or the,
I see.
Which of these animals are you when it comes to getting stuff done on time? So now you're targeting people. Now that doesn't necessarily, you probably would want to even do a business owner thing. So, you know, which type of business owner are you, or which animal represents your So you just try and squish it in there. You try and create a byline that is calling in your target market for the problem that you're going to help them solve with your chief offering, but making it fun at that same time.
The fun, I can really now see, then you're not asking for any favors because you're inviting people to have fun. And especially about a hard subject about being productive, there's no fun in that. My pet peeve is everybody's always talking about, I need more discipline. I'm like, no, discipline wears down your battery. You don't need discipline. You just don't have the right strategy in play. And they're heavy hearted with all the junk out there telling them that's character flaws. If they have these better character flaws, they'd be more effective. Whereas when we work with our clients, they tell me all the time in the winner's circle, they get 25 hours back a week within the first month of working with us. And that's not because I suddenly gave them discipline. It's a different strategies. For you, Melissa, it must be difficult to navigate through the world knowing that the rest of us are completely missing the quizzes, because I would say, I know nothing about your industry, but I would assume 90% of them are doing it wrong.
I have a lot of clients who come to me because they've had a quiz and it's just not working for them. They haven't given up on it yet. And then we come and we make it work. It's a very unique psychological strategy. But when you nail it, oh my gosh, it opens the world. When you nail it, it's just, you don't have to hustle for new clients. You don't have to go to conferences and press the flesh. You don't have to just be constantly, the quiz does it for you. And then, and I should tell you at some point about other types of quizzes.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
So they take your archetype quiz. They learn what kind of animal they are. Now, maybe a couple emails down the funnel. So let's remember that your quiz is just the opener. Your quiz, though, gets them to relate with your system. It gets them to listen to you talk about them. It gets them in this deep conversation with you that just happens to be automated. And so you're sending them emails or messages or however you're messaging them. And a couple emails or messages in, once you've shown them the value of knowing what their animal is, now they're curious. You've told them your story. They feel like they know you. Now you can offer them a scored quiz, for example. Let's find out how far along the path you really are. Let's find out your strengths and your weaknesses. Would you like to? Now you can do the scored quiz. When you find that out, you're doing two things. Now in your back-end system, not only do you know what type they are, but you know where they need you, how much they need you. And they know how much they need you. So their chances now of signing up for an intro call or a program much higher after their scored quiz. That's cool. However, let's go deeper. In my system, for example, there's the soul gift quiz that reveals what your soul's deepest gift is. Super fun. People love the quiz. They share the quiz. Great. In the funnel, at a certain point, I start talking about my system, which is really channel your genius, where I feel like genius is something that channels through us, not something that we are. Genius channels through us in our best moments. Great. Now they've learned about that. I say, would you like to learn which of the four types of genius you're strongest in and weakest in so that you would know what you've got to work on? Great. They take the genius assessment. And now they're motivated. Now there's a thing called a deep dive survey. A deep dive survey is the third date.
Okay.
A deep dive survey is more than just like scoring myself in a couple of different areas. Now a deep dive survey asks more about, what has this been costing you? How do you feel about your productivity in the middle of the day? How do you feel going to sleep at night about how you're spending your time? If you were on your deathbed looking back, how would you feel about how you're spending time now, like relating to your audience, right? Now we're able to ask them the really deep questions that when Safeway tries to ask you the really deep questions right off the bat, you're like, really? Why would I do this for you? But farther down the funnel, they're like, oh, this is for me. She's already proven that she cares about my productivity, my competence, my confidence. She wants to help. Okay, I'm going to open my soul now and really inquire about the deeper needs I have that Chris can help me with.
I think too, as we always, a lot of times compare it to dating. And I think on the third or fifth date, I might say to you, are you close to your family? But 15 minutes in the first date, I don't really care. And you don't really want to share. And if we do, we're rushing it anyhow. I don't, now we don't need that all dumped on me. No, so the score quiz I was doing right up front, as you call it, a judgment quiz, which I think now, because even if I'm not judging them, they're judging themselves as
that's
they correct. Answer that.
And that's hard. That's hard for us.
Yeah.
Like, geez.
I find it unrealistic as well, because I often compare it to, I know in the fitness industry, they'll say this. So let's say I gave you a quiz and it's about your fitness regime, right? So they say too, they were always much more generous with the answers. So you exercise 5 times a week. Yeah, normally. Absolutely. Not this week because I had family here, and the week before I had a cold, and then it was summer vacation. So no, I don't, but I'm going to say yes. If all the stars are lined, I do. You know what I mean? So you're answering things that are not realistic anyhow, because you're basing them on ideal situations, not truly what you've done.
Yeah. Yeah. So by the time they get to the deep dive survey, which can be longer, can be richer, can be deeper, can be more personal. And trust me, I've helped design quizzes even for a solar company. Things that you think, oh, this isn't really emotional. There's no archetypes to this. There's always archetypes to everything. There's always deeper emotional reasons why we spend thousands of dollars. So you have to get in there if you want to create the trust and create the motivation and the hell yeah to spending thousands of dollars on whatever it is you're selling. You have to get to their emotional self. Every good salesperson knows that anyways. The deep dive, if you can get them all the way to that step, now they're like longing for what you're offering. And then there's a final sort of quiz, the fourth one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You on the edge? I am too. I call it the commitment quiz. And this is really like the application to work together. The application. Okay. And in that application, you want to have some key questions. You want to have a question that's, what has this problem been costing you? Check all that apply. And you want to have 25 things listed there. Time with my family, confidence in the bedroom. It's killing my wine bill. Just be creative with all the things that when they're suffering with what you help, the ancillary damage that's done when they keep suffering with that for years, what is the ancillary damage that's done? Because these are things they're not thinking about. So I guess it does cost that. Ooh, it has been, it's true. I do drink more wine when I'm suffering with this. Oh yeah, I guess it does cost me confidence at work. May have even costed me a raise. Wow. And so they're checked all that apply. Check.
Yeah. Or for an entrepreneur, it's, oh my gosh, I know a lot of my clients as they were, I don't know if being a business owner, like entrepreneur, is connected to the sporting world, but I do find that, maybe it's just me, 90% of entrepreneurs I meet have a background in athletics of some form.
Really?
Yeah. Which is like they were athletic at some point in their life. And then all of a sudden they're not exercising and they're not doing this or putting on a little bit of weight. They don't feel confident, blah, 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 whatever. So all these things have impacts there.
Exactly.
I think too, boy, I think it'd be hard for me. It would be hard to be you, because I think the word quiz so undermines and minimizes the power of this and the potential.
Yeah.
And I never really gave it, you don't know what you don't know, but I dismissed it a lot when you hear quizzes and you're going to talk about quizzes. I'm like, all right, let's hear whatever.
Little quiz. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? It's almost like in grade three, which by the way, I did think this was highly effective. Everybody, I liked in grade three when you got that, do you like me? Yes, no, or maybe. Let's just be clear on that.
Yeah. Let's just ask. There are
it was so much harder when we took that quiz out of the scenario. I'm like, he's talking to me a lot. I don't know what's going on here.
Just be clear.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of quiz teachers. There's a lot of people teaching quizzes right now. Ryan Levesque is a really smart, brilliant. He's created his whole, if you join his class, then you have to build your quiz on his thing. And it's one of the, it's like a whole package thing. And I learned a lot studying in his programs, but let's go deeper, because the bucketing quiz is, do you like me? Yes, no, maybe. But for our clients, they can't answer that question. There's a lot of things that we need to do to educate them in between these steps. So it's not just about a bucket quiz where you're like, oh, do you want to spend money on your productivity right now? Yes or no? They're like,
I'm not even sure what you
mean by productivity. Oh my gosh, now I feel overwhelmed. I want to run away. So I'm often building quizzes for more transformational businesses, people that have a hard time really explaining the richness of what they do. People who's probably in your industry too, you say, I help with time, I help with productivity, and people immediately think, oh, I know what you do. Oh, I know what you must be doing. It's deeper than that. It's richer than that. And so a quiz funnel is an opportunity to have those conversations without having to have those conversations.
Yeah, so that's a really good point, because
all the way along the way.
You're so right. I apologize. There was a delay there. I thought you were done. You're so right, because I would not really call myself a productivity person. And in fact, what my clients all get is they want time back on their calendar to be doing the real work and stop, and they want to fall back in love with the business and not the burnout. So it's really, to me, it's really about scaling your business and having a business that supports your life instead of consuming it. But productivity just sounds like, here, I'll show you how to go even faster in a less amount of time. And that's the exact opposite. So you're right. And you're not going to get time to do an infomercial and explain all that to everybody. So the quiz is really powerful.
That's it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. I can't even think straight.
Be another piece. I was just going to give
ahead.
Another piece on the commitment quiz, because I feel like I didn't quite finish that part. But I gave you one really gold question, which is check all that it's costing you. Check all that. That is a money question. Ask that question. It seeds the desire. It seeds the investment. And then the other really gold question that I use with my clients is, what are you ready to invest right now to solve this problem? And it's how you write the answers that counts.
Okay.
So letter A is like nothing. It's not really worth anything to me, or I've got nothing to invest right now. That's A. B is maybe $50. I'm ready to get a little tiny informational taste on what this is, but I'm not really ready to make significant change. C is up to $500. I'd be curious about a mini class that can guide me through some steps. D is up to $3,000. I'm ready to dive in with a group and really. So do you see how I'm laying it out? So as they're reading the answers, they're realizing, oh, that's what my money will get me with her. If I spend $50, I'll get a tiny taste. If I spend $500, I can get a guided class. If I spend $3,000, I can get an experience with a group of people. And as you go, like mine goes up to, I'm ready to spend $25,000 to $100,000 or more if I can make sure that I can claim the genius that only I can channel and stand true in my soul's gifts, making tons of money with a fulfilled soul. I know that's like the end goal, and I'm ready to spend $100,000 to get there. Like I'm all in. And that's the one that's more like your yes, no, maybe, you know, do you like me? Yes, no, maybe. That's where by the commitment quiz, you're like, dude, let's put our cards on the table now. What are you ready to invest? And even in that question, you're showing them what they could get at the different levels of investment, and having that answered saves you so many sales calls that you don't want to be on. Because if they answer nothing, I just want free stuff. You write them back and say, here's some free stuff. Right. Say $50. I just want a taste. Write them back and say, thanks for asking. Here's the $50, $49 thingamajiggy. But if they say, I'm ready to go all in, I'll spend $25,000 to $100,000. You pick up the phone and you call them.
Yeah, I get hell.
You meet their commitment with your commitment.
Okay. So let me ask you this though, because this probably again is misused. So I've been in situations where I wanted to get some training on something, whatever, let's say it's LinkedIn. And now I know of this person, I've met them, and we're going to have a strategy call, a sales call at some point. And I get this form from them. What are your weaknesses in LinkedIn? What do you want? What are you hoping to achieve from this? Whatever. That's fine.
Okay. And then the last question. What have we learned?
Yeah.
But first then the date, last second date, third date, or proposal. Because commitment quiz is a proposal.
Okay,
don't propose on the first date.
Okay. So my issue is with their last question, when they would ask me how much I'm willing to spend, which I felt was like a setup going, I don't know anything about you.
I don't even know you yet.
I don't know what this
can bring
me.
How big is my ring going to be?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Okay. So it wasn't the question. I thought they were asking the wrong question. Cause I almost felt like you're letting me know how, like you're asking me to show my hand of, so right. If I say $5,000, you'll sell me a $2,000 course for $5,000 is how I felt. It's how I felt. Right. But what you're saying is that was just the wrong quiz at the wrong time. So it wasn't the question that I thought I should never ask and was offended by, because if I felt it pigeonholed me, but it's that.
Here's the thing. You can do a commitment quiz earlier in the game. Like for example, people take the Soul Gift quiz and they get their full results report I've figured out that a lot of people that I nail with the soul gift quiz, like when they really feel nailed and really connected, they want to hire me like that. They just want to hire me. They get their full results report. They already want to hire me. Of course, they work with a lot of intuitive people who are more impulsive and magical thinkers. And so they're just like, oh my gosh, I'm in love with you. Let's do this thing. And so I do have an application. Let's see, how does it go at that point? Like an application to work together. At least I used to. I think we changed the funnel recently. But that application was just a little lighter handed. Okay. So it's like you want to, honestly, I created a work with me survey, which is a whole nother sort of commitment quiz, which is answer these questions and it'll help us determine which sales page you need to see right now. And we just are very honest about that. Mm-hmm. You think you want to work with me, take the work with me survey. It's a commitment survey. But in the work with me survey, I ask more subtly or more gently, I should say, about their budget. And I put it in the words of, hey, you just told me that you're interested in growing your creative or intuitive business in new paradigm ways. Okay, great. I've got stuff for you. You also told me that you're interested in growing your own intuitive ability. Okay, great. I've got stuff that does both of those things. Here, before I land you on the sales page, what's your budget looking like? Are you looking for a high-end one-on-one series with me that could be in the tens of thousands of dollars? Are you looking for a do-it-yourself entry-level class that could be $300? And so it's just, I'm asking them what their general interest is, what their general budget is, which is fine. Like on the first date, we've decided to go Dutch. Do you want to go to In-N-Out or do you want right. Les Maisons? It's no skin off my nose. I'm just asking you what your general budget is versus what would you spend? Da-da-da-da. It's like, well, I don't even know what you've got, man. So you can ask the general questions earlier in the funnel, but you really want to save your boom. And I too have been like, oh, this is an interesting colleague to connect with. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll sign up to have a connect call. And then I'm in their application and already they're like, how certain are you that you want to solve this problem with me? And if you don't solve this problem with me, what else are you going to do? And how many times have you tried to solve this problem in the past?
Yeah,
Like, holy crap, man. And I'm just like, whatever. I'm just like answering the questions. But as I'm doing so, I'm thinking, maybe I don't want to talk to this person because I don't like feeling like this. Their clients aren't going to like feeling like this. It feels crummy.
But no, and I'm a very positive person too. So they'll be like, what's the biggest pain in your life right now? What's your biggest sore spot in your business? I'm like, you know what? I don't look at it that way. I look at, okay, I'm just moving on to the next thing. No matter what was going on in the business, I wouldn't see it as a pain point. I'd see it as, oh, we're going to resolve this today. So you're right. Yeah, then you're all like,
definitely to get people to the pain point. You're definitely going to get them there, but we're going to get them there on the third date. Because when I have you in the deep dive survey, and you're like, no, it's everything's great. I'm like, honey, if everything was awesome, perfect, then you don't need my help. Why are you here? You know what I mean? So instead, but you would go through that question of what has this been costing you and whatever part of you, because I can also be very like Pollyanna positive and it gets you through when you're a business owner. You have to be Pollyanna positive to create money, to be abundance mindset. These are all good things. But when it comes to really investing in support, to fix something that's not working, there comes a point, usually in the deep dive survey or in the scored quiz, where you're like, yeah, okay, that does bug me every dang day. The truth is that's okay. Bugging me every dang day.
So what I was getting wrong was the fact that I felt that these were the wrong questions for that time. So I would look at that and say, oh my gosh, they want too much. You're trying to apply to have a quick meeting with somebody that's going to teach you about LinkedIn and they're asking how much money you make. Hi, I don't know your last name.
Nice to meet you. Here, let me submit my W-2s. What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh, this has been so exciting. Melissa, where can people find more of your brilliance?
Come and visit me. Actually, take the soul gift quiz.
Yeah.
S-O-U-L gift quiz. Soul, like your deep soul, giftquiz.com. Yeah. Okay. And even if you're not a woo person, it's a little woo, this stuff. But even if you're not a woo person, my least woo people really love the soul gift quiz because it's just very, it's approachable. But as you take that, you'll learn something about yourself, but you'll also learn something about the quiz funnel. You'll be like, oh, I see what she, oh, this is the piece she told me about. here's the genius review. Here's the, oh, here we go. And the deep dive survey that I have is called the Genius Revealer. It's a $49 product. Okay. Because it tells you your soul's gifts, your right role in the world, your life purpose, like the wisdom you've gained from your life experiences. It's a really, it reveals your unique genius. So just know that for yourself too, you can have different surveys, quizzes. Mm. You can even charge people money for them.
I feel like
take the soul gift quiz.
Yeah. We're going to put that in the show notes. Soul gift quiz.
Soulgiftquiz.com.
I feel like, you know, when you lift a rock up and then you're like, look, there's this whole village of ants underneath there. I have no idea what potential there was in this quiz.
Yeah.
Oh my heavens. How exciting. Okay. This has been fantastic. Everyone else, hey, share it with just one other entrepreneur. They need to have this. It'd be powerful. And we do read every review. So please leave them for us. And we will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much again, Melissa.
Thank you so much, Chris. Super fun.
Hey guys, hop on over to freegiftfromchris.com. That's freegift, G-I-F-T, from Chris, K-R-I-S.com. We are constantly putting goodies in there so that you guys can have a business that supports your life instead of consuming it.